Now we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I've got Ben Jedlicka joining us here via Zoom today. He's the Riley County Game Warden here with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. We're going to talk a little bit of ice safety here, and then we'll get to the phone call here. I know Ben wanted to start here talking ice safety because that is a real important issue, especially this weekend.
Well, we're not going to have the water freeze up this weekend, but it is going down to, 10-degree neighborhood?
Yeah.
And if that stays with us, our water is going to freeze up, which includes the trout pond at Willow Lake, the river pond, and the lake. And in the next, it's normal that it freezes, but we never know how safe the ice is, and that takes some experience. There are hazards. Even though we get into real cold temperatures, if that ice is, and I cannot cover all the ice safety things, but I'll let you know about one hazard, and that is when that ice freezes clear, that's the more safe ice. But don't be careful, because that doesn't mean it's safe. It's more safe than slushy ice or old ice. Now, when it freezes clear and it's on, let's say, 5 feet of water, that sun's going right through and it's going all the way to the bottom and it's heating it up. And when it heats up the bottom, that water rises, melts the ice on the lower side, and that is a very hazardous, even though the ice looks good, even though in places where it may be deeper, it may be safer and more thick, and the ice must be 4 inches before it's, and it has to be, it's not just that it's 4 inches thick, it's also, well, how did it freeze? Was the wind blowing? And what's below it? If water's getting heated up on the bottom and it's coming up and melting that ice from the bottom, then that there's going to be places that are not 4 inches. So in the next few weeks, if we get that cold weather, we've had people recovered about every other year, every third year, that fall through the ice, at least in our immediate area. I'm sure it happens every year, but I don't want to see that tragic accident of somebody falling through the ice. That's my advice.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. I know Paul's standing by. Paul has a question. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Ben, you're 100% correct on slowing down. Everybody's in a big hurry. If they would stop and think, if you're driving 50 mile an hour or 70 or 75, you're going a lot few feet per second. I'm not trying to one-up you on anything, but you also might want to tell your listening public that to be sure and wear their seatbelt, and also take water with them, because that's a very important commodity, as we all know. We can't live without it. And if they're stuck out on some place and the snow gets them or the ice, they at least have some water. And I've heard a lot of people saying all these safety things, but a lot of times they forget the water. And please don't take it that I'm trying to one-up you. I've had a little experience with this, and so I'm just passing it on. And thank you very kindly for everything you do.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to hear you again.
Yeah, thank you for that. And, you know, he brings up a good point. Having an emergency kit in your car is not a bad idea, especially if you're going to be outdoors. If you're driving somewhere and you get stuck, I mean, it may be a while before someone can unstick you.
Well, my office has a steering wheel right in the middle of the desk, and I have to keep, I have to watch out for that, because if I go out there this morning, the water that is in my truck is going to be frozen. So not only do you have to have water, it doesn't help you much if it's frozen.
Yeah. We got another call here. Robert's standing by. You're popular today, Ben. So, Robert, go ahead.
Yes, about 15 years ago, we had a motorcycle wreck out there, Riley, right in front of the little airport they've got, the middle of the night, and I don't know where they were, but game wardens came from everywhere. We were about the third or fourth car in line, and they were able to turn us around and route us around through Riley to get us around the wreck. But who would know that there were that many game wardens or that they were even anywhere in the middle of the night. But thank you so much up there at Fancy Creek when we had the five cougars in the area. The game wardens helped us when the cougars became too familiar with people and would actually come up to the house and sit by the front door. And that helped overcome the shock and fear, I think is a too strong of a word, but the worry and concern about having the cougars there. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Well, thank you. We have the tools to respond. I doubt if that motorcycle wreck accident was involved with snow and ice, but we are many times we can get to those accidents, and well, capabilities have improved, but those are the ones we kind of listen for with this upcoming weather this year, this weekend. Now, there's something I need to mention. This is getting into ways into the future. We have experienced many cancellations of hunter education, but there is one planned, and I think that it'll be a go in March. Now, the way that works for the Riley County Fish and Game Association sponsored hunter ed classes is you start out on Tuesday night and you get classroom. On Saturday, you have a field day. And then the next Tuesday is a follow-up, review, test night. Now, those classes you sign up for at Tuttle Creek State Park. You pre-sign up, you get the book, and that's how those field days work. There's three types of classes now. Number one is the traditional class. That's what this class, that's the type of class that this is. Number two is an internet-assisted class. So you go through online training, online classes, and then you attend a field day. Now, that is a separate type of class, and those are the Clay Center area offers those. And then there's a third type, and the third type is newly invented, and it's because of the cancellations that happened this past, I'd call it hunter safety season, which is late summer, and we do have one in March. Did I mention March 22, 26, 29? March 26th will be that Saturday field day, and it will be held in the Tuttle Creek State Park area, so right real close to Manhattan. Until the range is completed, that's our plan right now.
Okay.
Now, that third type of class is all online. Texas has been doing that, and another state or two, and now Kansas is offering that all online class.
All right, some good opportunities there. I've got just a couple minutes left here and want to squeeze in first day hikes. I know the plan is still to have it, but that could change. So just want to remind folks of that. That's on Saturday.
Saturday's the first day hike. Now, I would suggest that don't let the weather that we got coming up spoil all the fun. Whether they have the hike or not, you can still first day hike. And I'm looking forward to an outdoor event Friday night, and it'll probably be in the snow. When I say Friday night, it's going to be Friday afternoon. And we're looking at having a bonfire and doing some cooking and enjoying being outside. The key is you got to layer up. A hooded sweatshirt is the best thing ever invented. And with what we've got coming, three hooded sweatshirts is even a better invention.
I got a brand new Chiefs one I got here when I went to the game a couple weeks ago. I'm going to wear that tomorrow. So I'll be bundled up here this weekend. Ben, it's always good to talk to you. I hope you have a happy new year, and we'll talk again next month.
Be safe. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Representative Sidney Carlin coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.